Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And a lot of talk about Christmas trees. A lot of talk about Christmas in general. It's that time of year. Getting excited. I went upstairs during the break. Saw my kids there loving that the Christmas tree's up. Enjoying it up there, ready to decorate in the next couple days here. But, not gonna lie. I go with a fake tree. The artificial. It's actually, my wife's allergic to the balsam, and I've most recently found out that I am too. So, makes more sense not to have it. Anyways, you know, we talked a lot about the real trees, the benefits, etc. All those things up to you and how you want to go. If you want to do with artificial, fake, real, whatever. Up to you. We've talked a lot about it. You have some questions about those and others. We can continue on with it. Or we can talk indoor house plants. We can talk outdoor plants, thinking about those things. Really are just trying to get ready for winter. We're always prepping for that next season, and that next season is winter, where about 18 days away from that winter season. Oof. It just shows up so quickly. You just never know when it's going to hit you, but it does. So it's on the way. Winter is almost here. We need to be prepared on what we want to do, and not only just our plants, but just in general. So we talked ice melt, and right before the break, you know, Ed brought up the waxing of the shovel. Right? Some people will use the PAM, right? But waxing, nice and easy. Something to make the shovel easier to push through the snow and the snow to run off. That's the thing, right? That's the big thing that I always have an issue with is the shovel is so, the snow is so wet, obviously, but what it does is the snow sits on the shovel, and you're just constantly, the weight just keeps adding to it. So definitely smart idea to wax up your snow shovels before the season starts. You're probably going to have to do it, you know, depending upon how bad it is, each time, right? So that's just something to think about. It's a good call out. From Ed there. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Excuse me. Now, we talked about the styles of Christmas trees. We talked about, you know, how you need to cut it, how you need to do these types of things. But how can you keep it within the home, keep it going through the season? Well, there's a couple things we should be thinking about. Thinking about keeping it away from a heat source. You know, planning out where you're going to put the Christmas tree. That's the big thing. Planning out and saying, all right, I'm going to put it here. And making sure there's not a heat source right next to it. Because that will definitely dry your tree out. And that's where the issues start to arise. Right? That's where you look at it and you say, oh, well, you know, tree dried out. What can I do? Well, so that's the first thing, making sure it's away from a heat source. Second thing, the fresh cut, right? The third thing, warm water as soon as you put the water in the stand. So the first thing you're putting into the stand is warm water. We're not talking boiling hot water. You don't have to put it on, you know, the stove to get it warm. We're just talking, you know, hot water. Some people will then use a product called Prolong. Comes in a little bottle, usually at the registers where you buy a Christmas tree. It's an added to the water to help it stay longer. Hence the name Prolong. See if they did there. Anyways, from there, it's maintaining your water and not letting the water, the plant, dry out. And so they've made it a lot easier nowadays to get the water to where it needs to be. They sell these like spouts, right? These long spouts that you can put in the side of the tree so that you can just pour the water in there. So you're not having to bend down, not having to do all those other things. So it makes it easy. Now you don't have to worry as much. But really the biggest thing is always making sure that the tree never runs out of water. Because this is the thing. As soon as it runs out of water, the clock starts for the callus that's going to form on the base of it underneath. And then the only way to get it to start drinking water again is to recut it. And I don't know how many of you are going to recut a tree after you've put the lights on and decorated. So maintaining that water level is huge. Realizing, hey, you know, maybe you have a dog that goes under there, or even a cat that drinks the water, right? Maybe it's saying, oh, well, I probably should keep an eye on that just in case. Well, that's part of it. Making sure that water stays. And you can do all the things you want. You can put the Prolong, you can put protolizer, you can do all those things. But if it runs out of water, that's where the issue starts. So that's the biggest thing on a Christmas tree, is watching the water levels. The other thing that you can do, you want to hold the moisture in before you put the lights up, before you do all the other things to it. Spray your Christmas tree with Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. Bonide has a product called Wilt Stop, but they have one that says right on it, Christmas trees and wreaths. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's the same thing as the regular bottle. there's no difference. There's no difference in the amount that's in the bottle. It's just marketing. It says Christmas tree on it, so you must need it, right? It's the same thing. So if you have Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop left over, you can use that one. You don't have to buy the special one. But spraying it with the Wilt Proof and Wilt Stop before you put anything on it, letting it drip dry, you know, this might be a good opportunity for you to say, all right, I am going to let it sit in a bucket outside to start absorbing water. Maybe you spray it down out there so it drip dries. So you're not spraying it indoors. It's not going to harm you indoors. I can tell you that much. But it's an additive to help keep it. So the combination of using a Prolong, you could even use the Protolizer like we were talking about earlier. And spraying it will help keep the moisture in. If any year, this is the year to remember that there was a major, major drought out there all across the country and into Canada where a lot of the trees come from. And so they're on their last hope right there. They don't have a lot of moisture because they haven't had it. So you really just got to think about it, and taking care of it is huge. If you have some questions, call us 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We had a caller, wanted to call and just remind everyone that, you know, your animals shouldn't be drinking the water of the Christmas tree, especially if you're putting everything in there. You know, if you're putting fertilizer or Prolong or one of those things in there, not good for them, right? By no means was I saying that your animals were drinking it, but that's one of those things you just don't know until all of a sudden the water's gone sometimes. That's just kind of what happens, right? Anywho, I've got a call on the line. Let's get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Hudson.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you can help. I hope you can help me. You, maybe some of your listeners could help me. It's not specifically gardening, but I don't know who else to call.
That's all right. What can we do?
I know. Unfortunately, in the last 2 years, I have had some woodpeckers pecking on my house. It's in one area. They make a hole. I've had to have it repaired. And I just had another one repaired recently, like a week and a half ago, and they're already back pecking away again. And I don't know what to do. I've asked all kinds of people, and nobody seems to know what to do. I'm spraying it with a solution that I read about in the computer. It has lemon oil and different ingredients in it, and I've made that up. I've sprayed that, had the carpenter spray before he put it, he prepared it. And they're here again today.
Well, so it's actually, there's something that you can do to help push them away, right?
Yeah.
So woodpeckers don't like the reflection of themselves, because they don't understand, like, a mirror or reflective tape or something along those lines. They think it's another woodpecker.
Oh, okay.
And it startles them and keeps them away.
Okay.
So they make this magnetic tape that you could use. It's like strips of, like, It almost, it's not mirrors, but it's metallic, right? It's a reflective tape. And it's reflective on...
I get that.
So you could...
find something like that.
If you can't find it at like a regular garden center, what you're looking for is either called like a scare tape or flash tape. That one of the companies that has it is called Bird Be Gone. Right?
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And if you, honestly, if you can't find it, you could just go online. And just literally type in woodpecker tape.
Yep. Okay.
Hundreds of them come up.
Yeah.
And what it does is so you hang it, kind of like if you've ever seen like the hanging fly strips that, you know, you might see to catch like the little fruit flies.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember those.
Yeah. Well, it's the same aspect as what you're doing.
Yeah.
Is you let it hang in those areas where they are, because what it does is, again, woodpeckers don't like the sight of another woodpecker, and they kind of fly away. The other thing that people have done in the past, since it's kind of like almost you can't get them anymore, but you can, is like the CDs that you would use to like burn a CD on a computer, or you'd put in like the computer to make something. The reflection on the back of it hits the sun in a certain way.
I have plenty of old CDs.
You could get some fishing line, right, and tie it to it and just hang it on there. In some of the trees near the house where, you know, you kind of see them go.
Well, there's a tree near there, that I pruned specifically for that.
Yeah, so what it does, they just hate the reflection. It scares them.
Yeah.
There's like a predator there.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something I would look at doing.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's more advice than I've been able to get from anybody, including the bird store.
Well, I'm glad I could help you out. This is one thing where, you know, just a little scare tactic will help.
Yeah.
All right, Carol.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed the bill to avert a great rail strike that he said could have plunged the U.S. into a catastrophic recession.
Let me begin by thanking my team here. They did one heck of a job in averting what could have been a real disaster, and ended up with a good product, but we still have more work to do, in my view, in terms of ultimately getting the paid sick leave, not just for rail workers, but for every worker in America.
Health officials in the United Kingdom are warning parents to watch for symptoms after 6 children died after contracting a bacterial infection caused by a version of the disease known as Group A strep. This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Way through the show, talked a lot about Christmas trees. It's that time of year. Every time I say that, I just can't stop thinking about that song when they say it's that time of year. All right, that's all I'm gonna do for singing. Anyways, we have a call, so forget what I just did. Nathan, who's up next?
Nishan's in Hooksett.
Nishan, welcome to the Paul Parent Cardinal Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick. I have a question. Good morning to you. I have a question about my greenhouse. I got infected with white flies, and a couple of months ago, they were just like snow falling everywhere. They covered everything. And now there's few of them, but I'd like to get rid of them.
Okay. They're over every plant that you have in there?
They feed on some plants. And they die and fall on other plants.
Okay. What have you done so far?
I have sprayed with the oil that you prescribed, and that's all I've done.
Okay, so the all-season oil?
Correct.
Okay. It looks like you're going to have to do a little bit more to it. You know, I'd be looking at doing the spray, but also some sort of like soil aspect to it. And right now, where are you? New Hampshire, Massachusetts?
I'm in Hooksett, New Hampshire, and okay. It's all hydroponic.
It's all hydroponic. Okay. Well, so there is something you could actually add to the water system, and it's organic, and it's a bacillus. So it's not going to affect the plants. But so, because what happens, even though it's hydroponic, they're going to come out of, you know, the root systems, etc. And so what I'd like to see you use for there is mosquito bits from Summit Solution, right? The mosquito bits have a Bacillus thuringiensis, so it's like a BT, But it is the style that will get the small little insects. A lot of towns use it to get rid of mosquitoes and those types, but it also will get rid of some of these fungus gnats and some of the other small flying insects. Okay, so that's going to help just kind of get some of the backlog of some of these. The other thing I'd be looking at is, even though it's a hydroponic system, the ground could be having some of these insects coming out of it. Is it like a poured concrete, or is it like a gravel base?
It's concrete floor with little gaps in between for drainage.
Now, in those gaps, is there any like weeds or soil or anything like that?
No, there's a rock and then the cloth that we use for preventing grass from coming through.
Okay. So I know it's going to sound crazy, but the next time you spray as well, because you need to use it a couple times that all seasons, every, you know, 10 to 14 days, when, as you're leaving, so cover everything, and as you're leaving, I want you to spray the entire floor and any of the cracks and crevices around your, you know, the greenhouse. Because these little insects, they don't need a lot of anything to survive. So in those little cracks and crevices, you could be doing great and spraying all the plants, but it's that little one little spot that they could be coming out of and rehatching that you're not getting. Because they can just hatch up to hundreds of these insects at a time, right?
Yeah, I had like thousands of them.
Yeah, so it's not, so in this case, because it's in a enclosed greenhouse, I want you to hit as much of those cracks and crevices as you can. Because that's one where I've seen before where you spray plants and the plants are, you know, healthy, but then you still see these little white flies flying around and you're like, what's going on? And sometimes it goes into having to use like a heavier chemical. Now, what are you growing for the hydroponics?
Right now, tomatoes are the only ones who survive. They're about 3-4 years old, and they're huge. They're all over the ceiling on lattice.
Okay. So, you know, the chemical use of it might be saying, all right, maybe no. On it, and that's where the all season comes in. You could also use a neem oil. You could use, another one to use. What is it? Captain Jack's is not gonna do it. I'm trying to think of other organic ways, maybe systemic if possible. Neem oil might be it. It's you could use like 8, but that again is a synthetic. So if you're growing tomatoes, you don't necessarily want to use it to affect it. Neem oil again, like I said, I'm looking up on the Bonide website if there was another like drench. The problem is the looking to do some sort of systemic would be the way to go, so it can help protect the plants. Like a systemic house plant has imidacloprid in it. Imidacloprid could help prevent it, but a lot of the times it's not great to have in your plants if you're going to consume them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a combination. I think where that bacillus, that mosquito bits, is going to help clean up some of the water that any of like the larvae might be living in.
Yeah.
That would be a good one to use there, as well as maybe switching from the all seasons to a neem oil, because it has a little bit more to it than just the all seasons. The all seasons is just a straight oil. The neem oil has other benefits to it as well.
Right.
So I'd be the combination of the mosquito bits and neem oil. And again, spraying as much as everything as possible, including the ground and the tables.
How about spraying 8 on the ground and tables and not on the plants?
So you could do that, yeah, definitely, because they, you know, just keep it away from the hydroponic, the water, you know, spray the underneaths, and yeah, that would be good. That way you're not, you know, you're using something to clean up like a heavier dose underneath, whereas the root system is not going to be affected. So that's a good idea, and doing the combination of it. I'd still try and treat the water with something, right? And the, and all you got to do with those mosquito bits, instead of, you can do it two ways. One, you can just throw them in the solution and let them sit, and they'll break down. Or what some people do is they kind of make like a slurry with it. They'll let it sit in a bucket of water and let it break down a little bit and kind of break it down and make a mix and then pour it into the water. So that it's kind of already broken down. But you can do either way. They break down. They kind of sit there, right? They look like little BBs. And so they're just going to sit in the water, but just realize they're breaking down, and they will help protect the root system long term.
And who makes the mosquito bits?
That is Summit Solutions. Summit Responsible Solutions. You can, a lot of them are at a local garden center. They're in a red and black package, right? So it's mostly red, with some black on it. Trying to think, they come in like a 8 ounce bag. They're just, they look like little BBs, or like if you've ever used Osmocote, they look the same.
Okay. I have 30-gallon tanks. How much of it should I put in the tank?
Let me see here. So 30-gallon. So you want a 30-gallon tank? How much square footage is on the ground on the tables?
It's all above ground on lattice.
Okay, but the water solution that's on there. How much of the water solution is getting into the, you know, how big of an area?
The pots are 10 by 24 inch, and I've got about a dozen of them.
Okay, so 10 inch by 24, so we're, let's call it 2 square feet per, and then you said how many do you have? A dozen?
About a dozen, yeah.
All right, so you're probably going to take about, I think it's not a handful. It's a little under a handful. It's like a, they don't have like a little cup. You know the cups that basically came with Osmocote? It would be like a cup of, a cup or two of those. Because an 8 ounce bag, covers, 2,000 square feet. So we're not looking to use the whole bag, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're going to need to use it a couple times. Because they're only effective in the water for about 14 to 21 days. So the 8 ounce bag is going to get you throughout the season. It's just an extra, just doing it a couple times too is going to make it work for you, and make it a little bit easier.
All right. In the same greenhouse, I have some trees, some citrus trees and a couple of fig trees. Those I should spray them with neem oil, right?
Yeah. Are those hydroponically grown as well?
No.
Okay. So those are ones where I would be using the mosquito bits in there into the soil as well to get into there, because that's probably where some of those white fly and everything are coming from. So that those, if you wanted to use 8, have at it. But because they're, I mean, you're probably not going to eat the figs at this point. They've probably already gone by. So that might be something where you could use that systemic houseplant. But that's probably where some of these white flies are coming from. I wouldn't be surprised if that's where they're coming from. So spraying those down is definitely the way to go, too.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Great. Like usual, I thank you.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Patrick. Goodbye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're about an hour and 15 minutes away from the end of the show. We've talked lots about Christmas trees. This is a good conversation we just had in regards to, you know, indoor greenhouses having whitefly, probably having some fungus gnats, having some few other things. This is the time of year to use some of these products that maybe you have left over. Mosquito bits can be used on any standing water. It's a good one to do. Even use it in the soil. That's what we were discussing. Anyways, we are going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Said we're going to take that break. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Adams and Dennis.
Adam, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Doing well. Nice, relaxed Sunday.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I got to say, first time, long time.
Awesome.
I remember, are you down on Cape Cod?
No, I'm up on the North Shore-ish area.
Okay. Well, I'm a big 95.1 guy, and when I first moved down to the Cape here, I got a job for the town and have Sunday duties. I always listen to you guys on Sunday.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate that.
So anyway, the reason I called in is, like I said, I've recently moved down here. Me and my fiance, we got a condo down in Dennis, and she has a spider plant that she's very attached to.
Okay.
And, we're lucky enough to be on the top floor, so we get a skylight. And I ran, I'm an electrician, so I just ran a green electrical, ground wire in the middle of the skylight, and we get the spider plant hanging, and it's doing really well, and but it keeps having the babies, as she calls it, and she keeps trying to like put them in pots and plant them as fast as she can because she's trying to just like give them out as gifts for the holidays and stuff.
Definitely.
I was just wondering, would you have any general advice? I mean, she's a school teacher, so she's not a botanist or biologist by any sense.
Yeah, no, definitely. So one of the things with it is when it's forming these little, you know, it's little spider plants, they're babies, right?
Yep.
The best thing to do, and you're not going to harm the plant, is kind of take a lot of them off at once. Right, and bring it back down almost to the point where it's just the plant. Reason being is it's not going to stunt the growth, but it'll slow it down for a bit. If you just pull one at a time, the others are just going to keep growing. If that's what you, but the thing about it is a lot of people, if they want to just let it go, they can just let it go, right? Just let it, let it kind of just continue to create, and it just gets bigger and bigger that way. But if you're looking to prune it back to make other plants, and you kind of want to keep it a little bit smaller, you do all of it at once.
Yeah, right? one of my new older neighbors came over and we showed her it, and she said that some people let it grow all the way to where it would be on the floor almost.
Oh yeah,
right in the center of our dining room, we have it. We have the skylight right above where like a dining table would be, and it's like a green chandelier almost.
Oh, exactly. And you know, you could definitely leave it if you wanted to. And it will just continue to grow, and you'll have little spider plants, you know, on these, like, it's almost like a vine, we'll call it, but on its, like, branching, and it'll just be in different areas. And as you said, it's a pretty cool, like, you know, thought, is a green chandelier. It really is. So you could let it go if you wanted to, or if you want it to stay smaller, you know, take all the mini spider plants off, because if you just take one here and there, it's going to continue growing on the others. It's really however you want the plant to look. You choose which side, and then you go from there. But it's kind of in the perfect situation for you, the perfect spot, perfect everything. So I think it's pretty
great,
cool.
The wall right next to where I have the skylight, it's an entire glass mirror. And so it reflects really good on the spider plant. And you can actually, like, stand underneath it with all the tendrils around you.
That's pretty cool.
It's quite the thinking man spot.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
But I'll send you a picture if you want.
Yeah, send it to our, you know, send it to if you go onto our website, paulparent.com, there's a couple websites right there that'll have it for email address you can send it to.
Okay, yeah.
Already?
Well, like I said, My old lady, Kate, she's listening in the other room. I came out of the room, so she's listening.
Perfect.
And she's all excited. She's like, I want to hear you on the radio.
Awesome.
And, but no,
well,
she's trying to give these little baby spider plants a gift. So I think we're going to stay in harvest mode.
All right. Well, we gotta take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.